Philippians 4:10 through 12. It's all good. Most people, most of us, unfortunately, we live our tomorrow today. We're so worried, so consumed with the things that can happen on tomorrow that we miss out on today. The problem with living tomorrow today is twofold. One, tomorrow is not promised to you. So why are you all in tomorrow worrying about what could happen? And you may not even see tomorrow. Number two, you miss out on the potential of today when you're worried about your tomorrow. God created mankind in His image. And because He created us in His image, He said that I'll do with mankind something greater than I can do with any other species. All I need you to do is be obedient to me. I don't need you to figure out anything. I don't need you to check your resume. I don't need you to check your credit. I just need you to stay obedient to me. Now, if you do what's in my word, I'll walk you through your mess. The issue is we don't trust God because we think our situations and our problems are too bad. Too bad. Because I don't understand how I'm going to come through that. Therefore, we think God doesn't understand how we're going to come through that. And God, who is in heavenly places, but also inside of us, is saying, I already got that thing figured out. See, what you're worried about, God is saying, that's already taken care of. But in order for us to see what God has in store for us, God has to move us to a place in which He can bless us. It's crazy to live in a sinful world and go through the stuff that we have to go through and to worry about what's coming next. Will He call me? Will she call me? Will I have enough next Friday for these bills? What about this? And will the car last? And will this break? See, all the stuff that we're worried about, God is saying, cast your cares upon me. And so God has given us permission to give it to Him. The issue is we can't give it to Him because we don't think that He's able. See, when you look back at your life and see what God has brought you through, you shouldn't question whether or not God is able. I don't even have to stand here and teach and preach to you because you've been through enough hell yourself. You already know that God is going to deliver you. You remember that big storm that came in your life and you say, man, I don't know how I'm going to come through that, but somehow God delivered you. You remember the thing that you used to worry about all the time and then all of a sudden you woke up one day and that thing is gone? God will see you through. He has to see you through because you belong to Him. He belongs to you. If you fail, He fail. So God is going to always deliver you because His name is at stake. It's not about you. I'm sorry. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about His will. And so when we allow the kingdom of God to come, and the kingdom of God is, Lord, what do you desire for me today? Let your will be done. You want me to say forgive me? Then I'll say that. You want me to just do this in spite of what somebody just did? Okay, I'll do that. When we begin to allow the will of God to happen in our lives, then God is saying, okay, you belong to me. Paul writes a letter to the church at Philippi. The letter that he writes, he wrote the letter to say, you know, I was going through some stuff and you stood right by my side. You got some friends in your life that have stood right by your side. Now, you may not have a lot of them. That's fine. You're only going to have two or three. But there are some folk that's been assigned to you. And I don't care how much heck you went through. They said, I'm going to stand right here and pray for you. I'm going to stand right here until you come through. See, God will always place somebody in your life to pray with you, to touch and agree with you. And so in the midst of going through something, Satan wants you to stop coming to church, stand over in the corner, lock yourself in the house, and
say, I'm all alone. Don't nobody love me.
And he has thousands of years of experience. So when you isolate yourself, he begins to work on you.
Yes.
You know, your mind starts playing tricks on you. And you think everybody is against you. You think God is going somewhere. And that's exactly where he wants you to be. So when you're going through something, don't stand over in the corner when you're going through something. Come to church. Connect with some people. Begin to praise the name of the Lord. And praise your way through your situation. And you got to say, Lord, I thank you for where I am. Where I am right now, I understand it's not where I'm going to stay. Where I am right now, it's just a place that I have to visit to get home. He writes a letter.
Hallelujah.
And so when he writes this letter, he writes the letter and he says, you know what? I thank you for what you've done for me. What I want you to know about me is this. He says, I've been a base.
That's right.
In other words, there's some stuff that happened in my life. It didn't scare me. It knocked me down. I was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, but still knocked on my butt. And the truth be told, that's all of us in here. See, just because you get knocked down doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It means that God is getting ready to shoot you forward. So sometimes the rejections of life is what is needed to get us in line. So he says, I've been a base. You know, my bills been passed through. My credit been jacked up. And you gonna do what to me? It's already been done. See, you gotta get to a place when you begin to go through things in life and somebody say, I'm gonna do this and lay you off. Already been there, been laid off, been without a job, been hungry, been tonight, you've had tough times in your life. I don't care how, I don't care where you are, and some of us may be overweight tonight, but you've been hungry too. I don't care where you are, you may be living in a fine house, but some of us, I'm telling you, you've been down. You know what it feels like to go down sometimes, but the fact that you go down doesn't stop you, because you know that through Christ who strengthened you, you're coming up again. And so he says, you know, I've been a base, and I've been about. I had good stuff in life. But when I had good stuff, the good stuff didn't have me. It didn't go to my mind. See, sometimes God can bless you and folk begin to look at your stuff and say, ooh, you arrogant, or ooh, this about you. And see, you're not concerned about what you have. They looking at your stuff. I'm all right with my stuff. Why are you worried about my stuff? I'm talking about the haters in your life. Ooh, all right, you can't pay for that. Stuff in life. But you know what? In the midst of going through something, God has never left you, never forsaken. Now, sometimes God didn't move when you said move, but that's all right. God is saying, but I'm still on your side. And see, God sometimes has to allow us to be in the fire. When you put gold in the fire, you can't burn gold up, children of God. And so God puts you in the fire, not so that you can burn up, because he wants you to shine just a little bit more. He wants someone, somebody to look at you, they see the Shekinah glory in your life. He wants somebody to look at you and say, my friend just got laid off. How you got a promotion? I don't understand that. See, God wants to look at you and say, go ahead and shine for me. See, that's the Shekinah glory of God, where God says, they'll never see me, but let me show them you. Let me bless you so they'll know that the God that you're serving, he'll never leave you, never forsake you. And everybody else may not have, but baby, you got. Paul says, now I've been up and I've been down. And the one thing that I've learned is just to be content.
Be content.
I mean, what, where I am.
All right now.
Yeah, I know your house is bigger than mine. But I thank God for mine. It rains in the top, but I thank you for mine. I know your car bigger than mine, but you know, mine break down sometimes, but sometimes it actually gets me there. So Lord, I just want to praise you for the sometimes. You gotta learn to be content.
Yes, Lord. And be thankful.
Now I was looking at this thing today, and I looked at the word content. C-O-N-T-E-N-T-M-E-N-T, content. Now, con, C-O-N, it means that the stuff that is against you, you know, the pros and the cons. So the con that is a part of content, the con is the stuff that is for me, but it seems like it is against me.
Right.
See, I don't understand why people do what they do sometimes to me. You don't understand why people do it. And so you said, man, you know, that is against me. And God is saying, no. That's not a con. No, it's a pro. I got something in there. So what God is saying, I set you up and I'm going to allow it to involve pain, but I got to get you someplace. Now, I got to get you a place and it's going to involve pain, but I still have a purpose. Now, in order for God to move us sometimes, he have to allow the sun to go down.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't pray when you got everything you need. Mess around and let your lights go out. Mess around and let somebody call you because your bills is past due. Oh, you really pray then. So God sometimes will light the fire in your life so he can move you. Those are the cons in your life. Content. T-E-N-T, tent. Now, tent is like tabernacle. Today we have a church. Back in biblical days, they had tabernacles. They just put up a tent and you put it up today. 5 days later, you take it down. Just come tent me. So what the tent is where you live now, but it's not permanent.
That's right.
The stuff that you're going through tonight, don't worry about it. This too shall pass. The hell that you find yourself in tonight, don't worry about it. Because we can endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning time. See, where you are is not your permanent home. God is just using it as part of the package to get you to move. Content, M-E-N-T. That has to do with the process. See, in order for you to grow up, you got to go through something. I can't go through your go-through, and you can't go through mine. And so God is saying, now I need to get you over to the other side, but you got to go through to get there. Now, notice in the Bible when God says, or Jesus says to somebody, he always says, now let us go to the other side. Notice he never says, now let us get halfway and stop. Get it? What you're doing in the same storm you were in 5 years ago?
All right, now.
Why? Tell me this. When they say the same stuff about you, why it still hurt? You know that ain't you. Why that still bother you? And so God is saying, you're going to stay right there till they say it, and it don't even bother you. I heard what you said, but that's not who I am. I'm a child of God. I created to be the head, not the tail. I know what you said, but you ain't talking to me, because I know who I am. See, God is saying, but I'm just getting you through some stuff. You want to get out of your storm? You believe God.
That's right.
Oh, I know where I am. I'm not crazy. It's not a mind over matter. I know where I am. I know what I'm going through is real. I feel it. It's real. But I also know his promises. And what he promised me, he will see me through. Now, notice when Paul writes this letter, he says, I've been down and I've been up. I've learned to be content. Because the one thing that Paul says, I just know without a doubt. In verse number 13, he says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do it all. You don't think I can do that? Watch me pray. I'm not qualified. Watch the favor of God. You think this gonna stop me? No! I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. See, when God begins to strengthen you, then there's no stronger power than his. We gotta allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our life. When the Holy Spirit moves in, when the Holy Spirit takes ground in your life, then I don't care what you're going through, because you know this too shall pass. Says, I've been down, I've been up, I'm content right now. But even though I'm content, I ain't stupid. I'm still coming out of my contentment. Now, where you are, you may have learned to be content. Lord, I just accept it. Yes, accept it. And he said, I never leave him, never forsake him. God has been here long enough, baby. It's time for me to move up by this man. Now you said to me that you're going to bring me through. Now I trust you. I'm content. But baby, it's time to come out of this thing right now. Now I know you got purpose for me being in this storm, God. And I've been here long enough. I'm talking to some faith folks tonight that you've been in the storm long enough. And it's time, baby, to come out of this storm. I'm coming out. I don't care what they say. I'm coming out. Christ,
thank you, Master.
That strengthened us.
Thank you, God.
God takes us on a journey. When God begins to take us on a journey, you got to know, all I got to do is hold on.
Hold on. Just a little while longer.
He says, if you want safety, come into the ship of Zion.
Yes.
The ship of Zion is the church.
Yes.
In the world, sometimes the storms, the winds, and the waves, the gossip and the hearsay and the haters, they come against you. But he says, take a seat in the ship
of Zion.
Of Zion. Oh, it's crazy out there. But come on in. Rest a little while. See, you can leave all your worries, all your cares out there. And when we really come in here, and then you begin to understand that the ship of Zion has nothing to do with the walls. And the truth of the matter is, what makes life-changing church is you. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in these walls without you. You are the church. It's you that God dwells in. It's you that have a right to come in, get refueled, go back out there, and turn that world upside down. As jacked up as your situation may be, God is not interested in that. He says, just take me out there with you. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Now here you come, and here comes goodness and mercy. And somebody looking at you, somebody laughing at you. You know Charles Hill don't qualify for that job. And here comes goodness and mercy. Come right behind Charles Hill. And everything that Charles doesn't have, here comes God covering up all this mistake. Because the Bible declares that love covers a multitude of sins. And God is saying, because I love you so much, I gave you my only begotten Son. If you hide under the Lamb, hide under the blood of the Lamb, he says, I don't care about your qualifications. Baby, I got something for you. There's a purpose for you being here. And I got a plan in your life. If you hold on to me, I promise you, you'll see what I have in store for you. You shall see. Don't let go of God's unchanging hand. We started tonight by saying, hey, it's all good. And if we said it's all good 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, then we are sure that it's all good now. Because what we know now is that sometimes in life you're going to be down, sometimes you're going to be up. Hey, just be content wherever you are. Because I know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. See, where I am is not where I'm going to stay. It's just temporary. I'm moving day by day. God gives me new mercy, new glory every day. Every day I'm moving from one level of glory to the next level of glory. So I'm not concerned about where I am. I'm moving, baby. As the deacons come forward, we want to extend an invitation to someone here tonight. Maybe you find yourself stuck someplace. And if you find yourself tonight stuck someplace, God is saying, try me. Turn your little stuff over. If you turn it over to God, He says, I'm unfaithful, I'm true, I'm just, I'll work it out. I just need you to turn it over to me. Will there be one here tonight, not sure about your salvation, not sure about your relationship with God? It's for you that we came tonight. We ask you, come. Come as you are.